Log Talk Radio.
That's right. Oh, I tell you, this is the third show right here in March. We got one more show coming up next week. Like I said, it will be a graduated show next week. My brother will be in. That's right, starting tomorrow. Next week and the week after will be graduated shows, meaning probably an hour show rather than a two-hour show. So please invite your friends and get them in here. Share out on 500 different networks on Blog Talk Radio right here, blogtalkradio.com/Joey Giggles. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Go check us out And right here on BIRN, it's blogtalkradio.com/braininjuryradio. That's right. I have my own channel on here. Yeah, blogtalkradio.com/Joey Giggles. Go check it out. We've been here since 2011. That's right. But I've been here with BIRN for almost 7 years. That's right, folks. Almost 7 years here on BIRN, Brain Injury Radio Network. Thank you so much for having me. And I've had this slot for almost 7 years. That's right. It was 6 years working on seven. The end of April is when we are 7 years live right here on BIRN. So excited to be here with everyone. Join us in our chat room at blogtalkradio.com/braininjuryradio. That's right. And check out my channel at blogtalkradio.com/Joey Giggles. That's right. Go check it out. We got a lot of great archive shows there. Go check out the archive shows that we did. We did some really great archive shows. And we'll be coming back. Yes, we'll be coming back soon. That's right. Live here on Blog Talk Radio on my own channel. But for right now, ladies and gentlemen, right here on BIRN, a 501c3, 12. That's right. Awesome, awesome, awesome people. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Do great things here. We have 20 great hosts. That's right. 12 awesome people and 20 great hosts. That's right. So come on in and be a part of Brain Injury Radio. That's right. We have people ranging from autistic. That's right. Mental illness. We have MS patients. I'm an RSD patient. We have chronic pain patients. We have ABI, TBI, and brain injury patients. And you would never know that they have a brain injury or they have something wrong with them. They are just so great at hosting. That's right. Oh, and those 12 great people we were talking about? Oh, yeah. You know, those are the alumni. That's right, of this great channel. And the two that I honestly love the most, Craig Sicilia and Kim Justice. God bless you. You gave me my slot here, and I appreciate you. And I appreciate you. That's right. I appreciate everything you did for me. And now I give you great broadcasting here on your network. That's right. Yes, we are looking for sponsors. If you're looking to sponsor a show, sponsor a host, sponsor the website. That's right. Brain Injury Radio. Yes, .com. That's right. Go take a look at braininjuryradio.com. That's right. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming in. We got great content for you tonight. Of course, we're going to talk about the homily today. You know, it was an awesome homily, a Lenten homily. I tell you, great Lenten homily today. You know, when it comes down to it, there's a lot to talk about. We are going to go into some current events. But like I say on this show all the time, we are apolitical on this show. We try to stay apolitical on this show. We don't go into politics because we don't want feelings and emotions. We want to teach you and we want to educate you. We want to motivate you. We want to inspire you and we want to empower you with this great show. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming into the chat room. We appreciate each and every one of you for coming into our chat room. Thank you so much. We appreciate everybody. You guys are great. You guys are awesome. And remember to please share it out on all networks. Get it out there on all networks so we get everybody coming in here to hear the message. So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, man, I tell you, man, you know, it's great to be almost 7 years on this great radio network. When I first met the people here, a lot of the alumni of this great network, I was just somebody that came into the chat room and chatted it up. And then I said, I want a slot here. I'd love to be on your network. And when it comes down to it, they decided to give me a slot. They thought I was good enough, that's right, to get a slot. That's right. And when it comes down to it, I love it. I love my slot. I love that I have a late night show. You know, I love that I have a show where I could just be myself because I love podcasting. Podcasting is where it's at. podcasting is where it's at for me. You know, I love live streaming, but podcasting is where it's at. I love podcasting. That's what I'm all about. I love my podcasting. Since 2011, I've been podcasting. That's right. This is my 10th year podcasting. That's right. My 10th year podcasting. You know, and when it comes down to it, I truly appreciate everyone, all of you, the supporters, the people that support me, the people that care about me, the people that love me. I care about you. I want to give you a good show. I want to give you a great show. That's right. That's what this is all about, folks. This is about you. It's not about me. It's not about me. When I do a show, it's about the people that listen to me. That's right. It's about the people that listen to me, not the people that don't listen to me, because if they don't listen to me, obviously they don't like the content, right? They don't like the content that's being delved out, right? But if they do listen to me, they actually get something out of what I say. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is so very important. So extremely important to know that, yes, all of us have the power to be the best that we could be. That's right, all of us, every single one of us. That's right, every single one of us, ladies and gentlemen. Every single one of us have the power to be the best that we could be. That's right, and that's what I love, ladies and gentlemen, about being a radio show host. Being a radio show host, ladies and gentlemen, is where it's at. That's what I love to do the most. I love to come out here and delve out great information to everyone. You know, and even when I'm doing things to make sure that, you know, things stay the way they're supposed to stay, you know, and, you know, got to plug in. You know, that, ladies and gentlemen, is where it's at. And that's what I love the most about being a radio show host, is that I got everything under control. And when I got everything under control, you learn something. That's right. You learn something. That's right. So when it comes down to it, I love doing what I do. And I think that God gave me this path. God gave me this path. Because I had to get out there somehow, some way, with my injury, with my chronic pain. I had to get out there. So what better to get out there than with my voice? What better to get out there than with my voice? And I've been doing this now for 10 years, and I love every single moment of it. I love every single moment of it. And yeah, I want to get paid for it. That's right. And yeah, I want this to be a job. And yeah, I want to, that's right, make it a living on this stuff. And I'm going to make sure that I'm going to be my own boss. I want to get off of subsidies. I want to get off of worrying if I'm going to get a check or not from the government. I want to get off of food stamps. I am not a person that sits by the wayside and takes and takes and takes from the government. It hurts my feelings to take money from the government that I love. So I'm going to make something out of myself. And that's what God wanted for me. God wanted this for me. And how do I know that? I made a pact with God. If you all remember my story, I tell you, when I was laying in bed for 2.5 years, I decided that bed wasn't good enough for me. I decided that bed was boring. I wanted to get up out of bed. I was sick and tired of laying in bed. You know, when you're writhing in pain every single day, I beat the pain that day. I said to myself, I am getting up out of this bed. And I am not going back to this bed for chronic pain anymore. That's right. I am not going back to this bed for chronic pain anymore. Now, for sleep, yes. You know, to rest, maybe. But when it comes down to it, the best thing I ever did was make a pact with God. I made a pact with God that day. And I said, God, I'm never going to take my life, God. And nobody else is going to take my life but you, Lord. You're the only one that tells me when I go to heaven. You're the only one that takes me off of this earth and brings me up there with you. You're the only one that judges me. That's right. You're the only one. Since that day, I was able to get up. I was able to do podcasts. And if you remember back in the day when I started doing my podcasts, I was in pain. But I didn't let the pain define me. I didn't let the pain define me. The pain never defined me. I got up out of bed and I said, I am doing this radio show. And nobody's going to stop me from doing this radio show but myself. And when I did my first radio show, I had 250 people at it. My first radio show, 250 people at my first radio show. And you can listen to it right there on blogtalkradio.com/Joey Giggles. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. That's right. And you can listen to my very first show. 250 people came to my first show. And since then, thousands of people have come to my shows because they learned something. Because they get something out of it. They know this is passion and not anger. They know what I am all about. They know everything. They know what I'm all about. They know who I am. And I know who they are. And that's why I deliver some of the best content that you can imagine. We go so deep into certain topics. It's truly unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, that the deepness of what we talk about. It's amazing. And if you're not a deep person, this show is not for you. If you are not a deep person, this show is not for you. Unless you want to get deep, then come on in. This is a place where you can learn. But when it comes down to it, we want people to truly understand that life is precious, that life is important, that you are worthy to live a great life, that you are worthy to be on this earth, that you are worthy to do what you do in life. You are worthy because why? Why? Why are you worthy? Because you're a human being, and all human beings are created in the likeness of God. That's right. The likeness of God. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this society that we live in doesn't care about God, doesn't care about you, doesn't care about the people around you, doesn't care about your community. They just care about the oligarchy. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, we're living in an oligarchy right now. Rule by the few. That's right, folks. Rule by the few. Oligarchy. Yeah, most countries in Europe have oligarchy. Scandinavia has oligarchy. That's right. Many countries around the world have an oligarchy. That's right. America never had an oligarchy. America never had an oligarchy. Until now. Now we're being ruled by the few. Now we're being ruled by the few. Remember, America is an empire just like Rome. Just like Rome. Remember what happened to Rome and what could happen to America. Remember, just remember this. I wrote a book on that, by the way. That's right. America versus the Roman Empire. It talks about the similarities between the Roman Empire and the American Empire. Never forget, we are an empire. And we as individuals should be running this country. But we're not. Because we're not taking it upon ourselves to say, this is my country. Get the hell out of here, oligarchy. We are not standing up. We are allowing this to happen. And what happens when you allow something to happen? It happens, right? When you allow something to happen, it happens. Do you realize what's happening? Power is slowly being taken out of the people's hands and put into the hands of the oligarchy. And we are allowing this. We are allowing it because we are saying, what could we do about this? And that's not something you should be asking. What you really should be asking is, how could I get my power back? Deliberate with other individuals and actually do something about it. This is an individualistic thing. If you lose your rights, everybody loses their rights. That's right. You as an individual. If I lose my rights, if I allow them to take my rights away from me, everybody loses their rights. Everyone. Not just one person, everyone. And that's what's happening. There's a lot of people sitting on their asses, not saying, I want my country back. I want power back. I want control back. This is my country, and I should be running it. As an individual, we are not saying that to ourselves. We are allowing the oligarchy to take over. We are allowing the oligarchy to take over. We are allowing these people to rule over us. And it's not America, folks. So what was the homily today? We're going to throw the homily into this today. Jesus Christ says, show your face. That's right. Show your face. Your true face. Show your face. That's right. Jesus Christ today in the homily says, show your face. That's right. Your true face. Your real face. That's right. Show your face. Who are you? Who are you? Show your face to me. And I will show my face to you. Show your face to me, and I will show my face to you. The real me. Jesus today in the homily says, I am going to show you my true face. But you have to show me yours. But you have to show me yours. That's right. Not your fake face. Not your fake persona. But your true face. So what does that mean? Showing your true self to everybody in the world. Who are you? Who are you? These are questions you need to ask yourself if you don't know who you are. Who are you? Look at yourself in the mirror and say, who is this person? Who is this? That's right. You need to learn about yourself before you bring anybody else into your life, whether it be a friend or a relationship or a husband or a wife or kids, whatever it is. If you don't love yourself, you will never love anybody else. And this is what's happening in our country right now. So this falls right into what's happening in our country right now. We're not loving ourselves. We're not showing our true face. We're being fake. Don't you see it? We're allowing it to happen. And by allowing it to happen, you're showing your fake face. You're showing your fake persona. And the only way you get power back, the only way you take control of your country again, is showing your true face. Showing your true face as individuals. As individuals. Remember, this is very individualistic. This is very individualistic. Remember this. Okay? There are some things that we have to do in a group, and then there's some things we have to do by ourselves. This is one thing we have to do by ourselves. We need to understand ourselves, have confidence in ourselves, love ourselves. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there's so many people out there that don't have any inkling of who they are. There's some people that just don't understand themselves. There are some people that hate themselves. Hate themselves. And that, ladies and gentlemen, will cause a relationship to go down pretty quickly if you hate yourself. That's why you better stay away from other people if you hate yourself. We got to get you away from hate. We got to bring you back to love. Because the only way we win as the American people is if we go back to love. Is if we go back to love. You get it? Do you understand it yet? Now, we know in this country of ours, we're in a division that I think is going to be for many years. Hey, this is not a division that comes together too lightly. We're in a division right now that will last years. Okay, sorry, folks. That's the truth. And the only reason why it's going to last years is because of the simple fact almost half of this country to 60% of this country are ideologically subverted. And they don't think they're sick in the mind. And they don't think they're sick in the mind. That's right. They don't think they're sick. They don't think there's anything wrong with them. That's right. They don't think there's anything wrong with them. Everything that they're saying is true. Everything from the mainstream media is true, according to them. And boy, ladies and gentlemen, what lots of bullshit is that? We all know that listening to the media is poison. It's poison for the mind. Listening to the media is poison to the mind. And if you didn't realize that yet, I feel sorry for you because you've been poisoned for many years of your life. And boy, I stopped being poisoned years and years ago. That's right. I stopped watching. I don't watch anymore. I stopped being poisoned. That's right. I stopped being poisoned. Because now I have my own mind, and I'm doing my own research, and I'm doing my own independent research, and I don't need the fucking media. I don't need the media. I don't need the media to give me current events. I go out. I seek people that are in high places. I seek people that are professionals. And I ask them questions, and they turn into sources. And all these idiots come to me, well, what are your sources? I'm not going to tell you, cocksucker. That's right. Because they're people, and people don't want their names out there. People don't want their names out there. Okay? I'm not going to tell you who my contacts are. I'm not going to tell you who I go to for information. Most of the information that I get is firsthand information. And if you think you're going to get the names of people out of me, you got another thing coming. Yeah, okay, I go to some sources on the internet as well. I'm not going to say I don't go to sources on the internet as well. Okay, but when it comes down to it, they're viable sources. That's right. They're viable sources. I made sure that if I was going to speak, if I was going to do a radio show, I needed to have proper sources. I needed to have the best sources so I could educate people the best I could. That's right. And I also have experience to back me up. I have experience in many things. I have experience in chronic pain. I have experience with doctors. I have experience with nurses. I have experience with hospitals. I have experience with a lot of different things that you would know nothing about if I didn't tell you. That's right. If I didn't tell you, you wouldn't know. I also have a lot of contacts in colleges and in universities, including St. John's University, where I went to for 4 years. That's right. And the other college on the hill, Wagner College, up here in Staten Island, New York. So it's extremely important to understand that all of us could get out there and do the same thing. Get out there and do the same thing and make friends, ask questions, care about your country and those ideologically subverted people, teach them a lesson. And if they don't listen, teach them again. And if they don't listen, teach them again. Educate them until they're blue in the face. That's right. This is going to be a tall order, folks. We have a failed resist movement. A failed resist movement that we are working against. That they are so mad that the resist movement has fallen apart that they just continue to resist. They are so ideologically subverted that they continue to resist even though they failed. They continue to resist. And they don't see that they failed. They think that they won. Well, look what's happening to our country right now. Do you think you really won? Look what's happening to our country right now. Do you really think that you what? You are sadly mistaken. God is out of our country. Meaning God has been taken out of all of the institutions in this country, including schools, including churches. That's right, where God should be the most, churches. How was God taken out of the churches? COVID. People don't even go to church anymore. COVID took God out of churches. And then, of course, these shootings that happen in churches. These shootings that happen in churches. People lose their life in a church. Well, where's God in all of that? So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have God in our schools, we don't have God in our churches, and we don't have God in our families. That's right. We don't have God in families, and that's why families are breaking up. And that's why we don't have a strong nuclear family anymore. Because two people just don't want to work it out. They'd rather break up. They'd rather say, let's get divorced. Okay, so you be a part of the statistic then. 79%, 79% divorce rate to a 23% marriage rate. Now, do you realize that in 2020, we were dealing with a number of false flags, COVID being one of them? Now, how could you call COVID a false flag? Okay, well, let me break it down for you. Chinese domination, infringing on the Bill of Rights, infringing on your personal rights, infringing on your religious rights, meaning you can't go to church because of COVID. Do you realize what a big false flag COVID was and COVID still is? How could you call it a false flag? People die in a false flag. What is a false flag? It's something that goes down in our country or outside of our country due to political means. Let me give you an example. The shooting in a Florida school was a false flag for, okay, let's stand up now and scream at the top of our lungs, we need gun reform. And the bodies aren't even cold yet. Okay? That's a false flag. That's exactly what COVID was. And unfortunately, COVID was more like a survival situation for the simple fact that mostly everybody who died was over 77 years old. They died in nursing homes. So I will tell you that last year, we dealt with a number of false flags. What do you think BLM and Antifa in the summertime was? A false flag for racial division. A false flag for racial division. That's right. So when it comes down to it, it is important and imperative to understand, because ideological subversion took hold, fear took hold. Fear took hold. And when you're in fear, you don't make wise decisions. And when you're in fear, you make very abrupt decisions. Like, I'm going to get that vaccine because it's going to cure me. Or I'm going to wear that mask because it's going to protect me from getting COVID. People are not showing their true faces. People are not showing their true faces. They're showing their false personas. And that's what God was saying today in the homily. Show your true face and I will show mine. Stop showing your fake persona and wake up and show your true face. God wants to see it so you can see his face. God will only show you his true face if you show yours. That's right. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. God is all-knowing. So if you show your fake face, and if you show your fake persona, God will know. God will know. And those are the people usually that don't make it to heaven. Those are the people that usually don't make it to heaven. That's right. They don't make it. They don't make it, folks. They don't make it. That's the sad part about this whole thing. Is that there's many people that will never understand their fake ways. They need to get out of the fakeness and show their reality so God will welcome them and show his true face. And that's the only way we're going to get our country back. That's the only way we're going to get our country back. Because this now, ladies and gentlemen, is for us to save. The government doesn't care. It's for us to save this country now. This is it. We have a rogue government. We have a rogue Congress. We have a rogue Supreme Court. We have a rogue president and vice president. And the only people that could save America is us. But yet, we say, oh, what do we do? How do we do it? Hey, people, if you love your country, you'll find a way. If you love your country, you'll find a way. The only problem with callers is that the chat room won't be able to hear the callers. So we have to make it quick with the calls because, unfortunately, the callers cannot be heard at this time until I get sound system hooked up. So I'm going to bring on the caller, and unfortunately, the chat room won't be able to hear unless you speak loudly. So I'm going to bring on the caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air. How are you?
Hey, Joey.
How are you?
I'm doing good. It's Pitbull.
Hey, Pitbull. How you doing? Welcome.
I'm doing great, man. Hey, it's crazy stuff that's going on, man. This whole COVID, you know, it's all lies, you know, the COVID, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The vaccines, they don't help. They're killing over 10,000 people in January.
Yep.
Plus, we all, like you were saying, we need to put God first. And I agree.
Yeah.
We need to put it back in the schools. We need to put it back in the country. It needs to be first in America.
Right. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's just getting crazy out there, man.
It is. It's getting crazy out there, man. Getting crazy out there.
And,
hey, yeah.
Have you seen that I believe all these other countries are finally standing up to their countries because they're sick and tired that their country is shut down due to this COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're marching
and
in the streets protesting.
And see what I'm talking about. Understand what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Stop with the fake personas and show your true face. This is where we're going to show our true face. This is where we have to get out there and say, stop the shit. We want our country back.
We want
America
back. We don't
open.
Want the shit anymore.
We want America open. That's right.
Open the damn country up.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
We cannot keep it shut because businesses are going broke.
Yep. Yep, for
even
sure.
Even healthcare. Like... Even chiropractors have been going broke.
Yeah,
some of them
you.
Can't be open.
I hear you. I hear you.
And
man.
That's the medical field. That's the medical field, too.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Yep.
Unbelievable,
it's
man,
just,
what's going on. Unbelievable
it is crazy.
What's happening.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But
I tell you.
Sooner or later, we're going to have to stand up and just say, enough is enough is what we're going to have to do, you know, and we're going to have to – get a petition signed and say, open our country up. You know, we're not going to take it no more.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. We got to show our true face.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't care what party you are. You need to think, okay, we need to open this country. It's about time. Virus or not, who gives a shit about the virus anymore? The virus is a joke. The only way that you're going to die from the virus is ammonia. And the only way you're going to get ammonia is if you sleep on your back and get the phlegm coming down your back, or the ventilators that people are being put on in hospitals. Like, now I can understand if you have health issues, it's not going to – it's going to probably not help, you know, the virus.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to probably – like if you have asthma, it could hurt you if you have asthma or something like that because you're coughing a lot, you know. You know what I mean?
But yet I know people with asthma that survived COVID.
Yeah.
So come on
now.
Yeah.
Yeah. People have survived from it.
Yeah.
And the good way of keeping yourself healthy is taking high doses of vitamin C and vitamin D, zinc, and some other quarantine, if you can get your hands on it, what's in club soda, and some of the club sodas you can get.
Yeah, exactly.
Quarantine,
exactly.
What you can't get straight because – you know, the government made it against the law to get it anymore.
I know, man.
It's like, it's disgusting.
It is. It is disgusting. I hear you. You know?
We need
and
to
we
stand
have to
up
show
to...
our true face. We got to show our true face.
Yep.
That's what we got to do. That's how we take our country back. That's how we take our country back.
That's how we take our country back.
That's it.
We can't just sit around. It's just disgusting how these people are doing.
Well, Pitbull, I appreciate you calling in, man. I got
to
get back to
you,
the show here. Thank you, man. Appreciate
later,
it.
Man.
All right.
Peace
bye.
Out.
Yep.
Bye.
Pitbull Beer Master, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I tell you. If you want to call in, you're more than welcome to call in. 424-243-9540. Call in. Say hello. That's right. But when it comes down to it, God needs to be in our life. God needs to be a way of life. A way of life. And that's the way God wants us to be. God wants us to walk in his footsteps. God wants us to walk in his footsteps. Basically everything that I said, Angela. Basically everything that I said. And I want to thank everybody in our chat room tonight. I appreciate it. Thank you, everybody in our chat room. That's right. If you want to get on the air, please click the number one. If you want to get on the real, if you want to get on the air, click the number one. We'll bring in another person. Hello, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Amy.
Hello, Amy. How are you?
In the chat room.
I'm
doing well. How are you?
I'm well.
Great to hear. So I just wanted to comment on a couple of things, actually. So I like what you guys were just talking about with that we need more God in this country. Absolutely. Absolutely agree with that because he seems to have been taken out of this country a lot. So we need more God in our country and our families and every aspect of this country, really. Every aspect of our society.
Yes.
In our
every
family,
aspect.
In our families.
Every. Yes.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we get more God in our country, then everything else will start falling into place better. You know.
I like that. Yes.
yeah. And then, real quick, I also want to go to what you were saying earlier in the show, as well. You were talking about how it's important to show our true faces and it's important to keep, we were talking about looking in the mirror and
mm-hmm.
calling ourselves beautiful and things like that. And I just had a comment about that. I was actually thinking about that earlier in the day and throughout the week. Because I think that's one of those things that people need to constantly be doing. Like, even
mm-hmm.
if they already know that they're beautiful and worthy, I think they need to keep doing that anyways, because it's kind of like, it's kind of like how we need to water a flower, you know, all the time so it doesn't die.
Yes.
So it keeps on growing and blooming.
Yes.
We can't just stop watering that flower. And just like that, we can't just stop telling ourselves we're worthy and beautiful. You know?
Yes.
So.
Yes. Amy Jo, thank you so much for calling in. Great points.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye.
Amy Jo from Idaho, ladies and gentlemen. And I will tell you, she made a lot of sense. And I will go over some of the things that she talked about. You know, you are worthy. You are beautiful. You are created in the likeness of God. That's right. Okay? Just keep in mind, if you have chronic pain, that doesn't mean you're ugly. If you have a mole on your cheek, that doesn't mean you're ugly. If you're 400 pounds, it doesn't mean you're ugly. That's right. It does not mean you're ugly at all. That's right. You are made in the likeness of God. We are all made to be beautiful. That's right. This is all stuff that Amy Jo said. That's right. And it's all true. Because you are worthy. You are beautiful. That's right. You are made in the likeness of God. That's right. Because when it comes down to it, nobody is ugly unless you have an ugly heart. Meaning if you use your heart for evil, if you use your heart for negative, you're ugly. It doesn't matter how beautiful you are on the outside. If your heart is negative, you are ugly. That's right. You are ugly. And Pitbull made a lot of sense, too. He came in, he reiterated the points that I made in regards to God being taken out of our schools, God being taken out of our churches, you know, God being taken out of the families. You know, he reiterated, you know, that we need to bring God back. God needs to be first, Pitbull said. And I totally believe that, because if we put God first, we get our country back. If we show our true face, we get our country back. Because when we show our true face, God shows his. That's right. God shows his. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is where it's at. We need to bring God back into society. Well, this society eats us for lunch. This evil society eats us for lunch. Do you love your country that much that you want to save it? Or would you want to see it die like Rome? Because right now we're dying like Rome. Right now we're dying like Rome. That's right, because we're not showing our true faces. And remember, it's individualistic. We have to all show our true faces and not our fake personas. And that's what God said in the homily today. Show your true face and I will show mine. Show your true face and I will show mine. So that means you have to show your true face before he shows his. He wants to make sure that you're showing your real self, your real persona, who you truly are. Are you following your heart or are you not? That, ladies and gentlemen, is what God was telling us today. Show your true face and I will show mine. That's it. And even if you don't believe in God and you believe in a higher being, okay, the same still persists. Show your true face and the higher being shows his. Okay? So when it comes down to it, the more we don't show our true selves, the more we don't get our country back. The more they just take our country over and we die like Rome. I don't think any of us want to see this country die like Rome. So what are we doing? We have a rogue government, and we're not doing anything about it. We're just sitting back allowing the rogue government to walk all over us. The bullies to walk all over us. That's right. That's what they are, bullies. And remember, when you show your true face, the bullies run away. When you show your true face, the bullies run away. That's right, because they don't like true faces. They like fake personas. That's right. Okay, so when it comes down to it, when you show a bully your true face, they run away like little babies. Oh my God, I'm so scared. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Because they're the ones that are hurting. The bullies are usually the ones that are hurting. That's right. Keep that in mind. The bullies are the ones that are hurting a lot of the times. And to get some cool, fun, exciting blast from being a bully, that's what they look for. You know? Bullies just look for that one little opening. And now I can educate about my time in high school and my time in grade school when I was bullied. I could teach about that now because I don't have any emotions behind it. If you have emotions behind something, you should not teach about it because it won't come out right. It won't come out right. It really won't. It won't come out right at all. So the idea is to teach without feelings and emotions. Take the feelings and emotions out of it, and that's education. And like we were talking about last week, the only way to teach without emotion and feeling is forgiveness, acceptance, coping, learning how to cope, learning to understand your situation, and then diverting your mind and getting back to work. And getting back to doing what you're supposed to be doing on this earth. And following your path instead of following somebody else's path. We spoke about that last week. But we want to be able to educate. Educate the ideologically subverted people. Ideologically subverted people. That's right. They are delusional, but yet they think they're fine. That is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. We have a bunch of delusional people that think they're fine. That's kind of scary. Okay? We have half of this country, the 60% of this country, that don't think they're ideologically subverted. That think they're perfectly fine in the brain. They think they're perfectly fine talking news narratives and fake bullshit. They think they're perfectly fine. Yeah. They think they're perfectly fine. That's the scary part of it all, is that they don't realize they're sick. They don't realize they're mental. And they have mental issues. They don't realize it. Because that's how the media gets in your mind. It manipulates your mind, and then basically it's like a poison. It manipulates your mind, and then you speak what you hear, and you believe everything that they say. Okay, but they are the insane. Do you understand what I'm saying? they don't realize that they're ideologically subverted. They don't think they're sick. They think they're just fine. Repeating all the news narratives, believing everything that's going on. They're taking everything at face value. They're not doing research. They're taking a vaccine, thinking they're going to be cured. They're wearing a mask or wearing 3 masks or wearing 5 masks because they think masks are going to save their life. And they don't think they're sick in the mind. There's people wearing hazmat suits. I saw 10 people wearing hazmat suits, including a couple walking down the street in their hazmat suit. Are you kidding me? And they think it's perfectly fine to look like Halloween 365 days a year wearing a hazmat suit. Oh, because we got to protect ourselves from a disease that's 99.99%. That's right. You're right. You're right. We have people living in the past, and we have people like us living for the future. The main reason why we're not coming together and we won't come together for many years is because the ideologically subverted ones need to find out that they're sick in the mind. Okay? And they need to get help. Who goes out on the street and screams like a maniac in the middle of the street and think that's okay? No, that there's something delusional about that. A bunch of people marching in a parade, screaming, yelling. And they think that's cool. And they think they look okay. They look great. And meanwhile, people are laughing at them. If you believe everything you see on the boob tube, you are ideologically subverted. If you believe commercials, you're ideologically subverted. If you believe the news, you're ideologically subverted. If you believe the nightly news, you are ideologically subverted. Okay? If you believe a lot of these shows on TV, you are ideologically subverted. To believe that all of this shit is okay. It's a fucking delusion. That's right. It's a fucking delusion. It's a delusion. But yet it's your delusion. That's right. The people that believe in that delusion. The people that believe in that delusion. And the people that use their imaginations way too much. The men that want to be women and the women that want to be men. Do you realize biologically that will never happen? Sorry, folks. Sorry, folks, but it's true. Imagination over mind. Imagination over reality. We can pick and choose what we want to be each day of the week. I want to be a wolf on Mondays. I want to be a bear on Tuesdays. I want to be a unicorn with a freaking horn coming out of the top of my head on Thursdays. That's right. That's what I want to be. And don't say my pronouns wrong because you're going to offend me. That's right. I'm a wolf on Monday, not a bear. That's right. And I will get offended. The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, mind over matter. Mind over the matter? There's a lot of people not using their minds. But they're using the matter that surrounds their minds. A lot of people are out of their minds, and they don't even realize it. That's right. And until they realize it, we are going to be divided. That's it, folks. Until they realize it and the resist movement stops. The people that don't understand passion are ideologically subverted to believe it's anger. Because whenever anybody yells, that means it's anger. That's right. So fight or flight, then they get angry. That's the feeling of anger versus anger. Well, I'm not angry. I'm passionate. This is what we do in New York when we get passionate. We get louder. If you do not understand passion, you are ideologically subverted. If you don't know what passion looks like, you are ideologically subverted. If you believe everything you're told, you're ideologically subverted. That's right. Meaning go and do your own research. That's right. If you believe every little thing the news says, you're ideologically subverted. If you're happy being ideologically subverted, I feel bad for you. Because you really don't know you're sick. You really don't know there's something wrong with you in the mind. There's some sort of delusion going on up there. And there's all different types of delusions. Yes, ones dealing with imagination, the ones that, are just out there like, oh, okay, I'm just going to kill my baby today, and that's okay in a world like today. That's okay to kill your little baby. Okay, that's okay in today's world. Isn't that a fucking delusion? Isn't that a fucking delusion? It sure is. Kill an innocent little baby? That's a real fucking delusion, and you think it's okay. There's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with that. If you don't see something wrong with that, you're ideologically subverted. That's right, you're ideologically subverted. If you think killing a baby, an innocent little baby, is fine and dandy, you're ideologically subverted. If you think walking around in a pink pussy hat is actually getting your word put out there, you're ideologically subverted. Okay? And this is Women's History Month. And I don't think many women wear pink pussy hats. Only the ones that are ideologically subverted and believe that they're better than men. That's right. But we're all human beings, right? We're all human beings. Doesn't matter if you're a woman or a man, a black or a white, a Christian or a Jew, a gay or a straight. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're all human beings. We're all human beings. And the sad part is if you have a weak mind, you are one that loves ideological subversion. I can't even believe that we, as a people, are actually debating the death of a little innocent baby. Do you realize that they don't speak? Do you realize that we should be the voice of the voiceless? I can't believe what a barbaric culture we live in. That in some cases it's okay to kill a little innocent baby. No, there's no reason why you should. There's no reason why you should. But the ideologically subverted will kill babies, will kill people, will, you know, walk around in a hazmat suit, take 4 or 5 vaccines. Do you get the difference between ideologically subverted and reality? Do you get the difference? Do you get it yet? Do you understand it? I think I gave you a bunch of examples today. Who's ideologically subverted and who's not? Well, we can see that our government is very ideologically subverted to power. People who want power are ideologically subverted. Dr. Jill, good example of that, by the way. She committed elder abuse to be first lady. That's right. So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, this happens on both sides of the aisle. We don't talk about one side and not the other. This happens on both sides of the aisle. Why? Because we don't need parties. Do you realize that parties ideologically subvert people too? Party platforms actually ideologically subvert people too? Do you realize groups like NOW and BLM and Antifa, they ideologically subvert people too? Do you realize that? And joining these groups will actually make your mind mush? Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that all of us, as a collective, need to take back our country and stop being subservient to the oligarchy? But yet we are being subservient to the oligarchy, and we are seeing it right now. We're seeing it play out. They know that they have the power. And we are just sitting back. Ladies and gentlemen, if they get their legislation, the second coming of Rome will be here very shortly. That's why the people who are ideologically subverted could never be around somebody thinking in reality. And that's why an ideologically subverted person can never have a good debate with a person in reality. Because either side understands where the other one is coming from. That's right. Either side don't know where that person is coming from. And they don't know where the reality side is. Okay, so when it comes down to it, that's why we clash heads, we bump heads, and it always winds up in a screaming match. And that's why I'd rather not do it. I'd rather not listen to it. I'd rather not entertain it. That's why a lot of people that I know don't want to entertain it anymore. Because they just don't get it. They just don't understand it. Because they're so ideologically subverted that they will never understand the reality of things until it's too late. Take the vaccine, you might drop dead. Wear a mask, you might drop dead. That's right, with all the CO2 going back into your mouth. That's right. But yet, five masks are going to protect you. What, in May, are we going to go to 10 masks? Fauci, are we going to 10 masks in April? 10 masks. What is it, 5 ain't good enough? When we listen to advisors way too much, we're ideologically subverted. If we're listening to doctors way too much, thinking that doctors are God, we are ideologically subverted. That's right. Do you realize that doctors are only advisors to us? We have control over our own bodies. I talk about this to the chronic pain community a lot. We have control over our bodies. They don't. They're just advisors to tell us, well, you could try this, you could try that, you know, and give you options. And then you, as the patient, are supposed to choose which option you want. If the doctor doesn't give you options, walk the hell out and go to a different doctor. Because there are options for every disease. Yeah, one more time. There are options for every disease. There's not just one cure-all for every disease. Walk the hell out if your doctor doesn't give you options. Because that means the doctor is saying, you have to do this with your body or I'm not being your doctor anymore. That's right. That's what a lot of doctors do. They put you in a horrible position to say, well, this is the only thing I can do. And meanwhile, maybe you don't want to do that. Maybe you don't want a surgery. And the doctor wants to give you a surgery. Well, there has to be a natural or a conventional treatment that you could try. Well, maybe then you have to do some research. So are we going to sit down and listen to Dr. Fauci all day long and take direction from him because he's a doctor? What is he, God? Is Dr. Fauci God? Are we listening to Dr. Fauci like he's God? Everything that he says is godly? Really? If a doctor acts like he's God, walk the hell out of that office. Actually, run the hell out of that office and close the door behind you. That's right. Slam it. Slam it. If you are listening to doctors and you believe every word that they say, you are ideologically subverted. Because doctors are not God. They are human and they do make mistakes. That's right. They are human and they do make mistakes. Sorry if I ruined that for anyone. Do you realize that you have the power in most situations? You have the power to walk out of that doctor's office if they're not treating you right, if they're not giving you options, if they treat you like they're God, if they have a God complex. Oh, I'm going to save you. I'm going to cure you. If they say something like that, I'm running. Because you can't cure RSD CRPS. And you damn can't cure any autoimmune disease, any rare disease. There's no curing anything when it comes to an autoimmune disease, a chronic pain disorder. You can't cure it. So don't tell me you're going to cure me because you're not. You might aid me back to health, okay, but you're not curing me because my disease will always be a part of me. No matter if I have pain or not, RSDCRPS will be a part of my life. If you believe your doctor hand and foot, you are ideologically subverted. If you believe that there's no other treatments out there but what the doctor is telling you, you're ideologically subverted. You're ideologically subverted to believe the doctor knows all. And the doctor doesn't know all. And that's why you gotta walk out when they start acting godly. Like they're gonna cure you of everything. They can't cure you, folks. That's just a way to keep you in their office and under their care. And there are a lot of people that believe they're going to be cured. And when they find out they're not cured, boy, they hit depression. Boy, they hit low points. And a lot of these people commit suicide because they were ideologically subverted to believe that they were cured. Do you realize the biggest mind trick in life is suicide? It's better to be dead than alive. That's a lot of bullshit that your mind is telling you. But yet some people succumb to that. Some people succumb to the little birdie in the mind saying it's better to be dead than alive. And then when you start doing it, there's no way back. Then you realize, holy shit, what the hell am I doing? It's too late. Your mind has diverted you. Bye. Do you think a lot of people that committed suicide really wanted to commit suicide? No, it was the mind trick. And then it was too late after they committed the act. To turn it around, to stop it from happening. A lot of those people don't really want to die. It's the mind trick. That's right. That's all it is a mind trick. And once you can get people out of their mind and back into their heart, believing in themselves again, and knowing that they have a reason to live, and that's what I'm good at, that's right. Then they don't do those horrible things to themselves. And with these people that say, don't judge people that commit suicide. Let's go back on that, shall we? First of all, we're not judging them. We're giving them constructive criticism to stay alive. Okay, we're not judging them for what they're doing. Do you know the difference between constructive criticism and criticism? Do you know the difference between constructive criticism and criticism? Constructive criticism actually helps an individual, whereas criticism does not. So if 56 people are telling you, you're lazy, get up off of your ass, are you going to start thinking you're lazy if 56 people are telling you you're lazy, get off your ass? I would start thinking that I'm lazy. And then maybe that might help me and drive me to do some great things in my life. right? You know, if somebody said, hey, Joe, you're too loud on the air. Why are you so loud? And 100 people told me that. Maybe I would start listening. But guess what? 100 people aren't telling me that. So I'm just as loud as the next show. I'm just a very loud person. But yet there are some people like, why are you so loud? Why are you yelling? Okay, and I have to explain to them, it's passion. If you don't realize that it's passion, you're ideologically subverted. I tell you. So God's message today, show your true face, and I will show mine. What a powerful message from our leader in the sky. What a powerful message from our leader up above. Show your true face and I will show mine. And remember, that's an individual thing. That's not a group thing. Don't follow the group. You show your true face. Who are you? Not who are they, who are you? Stop with the fucking pronouns. Who are you? Not who are they, who are them, who is he, who is her, who is she? No, it's who are you? Who are you? God wants to see your true face. It's an individual thing. Don't follow the group. Yes, we do need groups and a lot of different things. Now, if I were to go up to Capitol Hill by myself, waving papers in the air, stop what's happening at the border, stop what's happening with abortion, they would throw me in an insane asylum. They would take me away in a damn straitjacket. But if I had thousands of people behind me, they wouldn't take me away. Right? It's a matter of optics. It's a matter of optics. If you have more people, they'll leave you alone to do what you got to do. If you go up there by yourself, they'll look at you like you belong in an insane asylum. That's right. And take you to one, and they will medicate you, and be like, yeah, like you're the nut. Like there's something wrong with you, okay? Like there's something wrong with you, but the whole world doesn't believe this, but you do. That's right, but you believe it, so you're sick. That's right. And that's just like the people that have seen ghosts, the people that have seen Bigfoot, the people that have seen UFOs. What do we think they are? Sick people, right? We think they're sick people because we've never seen anything like that, right? We've never seen anything like that, so we think they're sick people. But they're not sick people. What if they are seeing the dead? What if they are seeing the dead and we just don't believe them because it's not common? What if they are seeing Bigfoot and we're just missing it? What if they did get abducted by a UFO? What if they did get abducted by a UFO? We're not going to believe them. That's their experience. What are we going to tell them? No, it didn't happen to you? Let's get serious, people. That's like me walking up to Capitol Hill saying abortion is wrong. Stop abortion, right? And they take me to an insane asylum and say, you're sick, you're demented. There's something wrong with you because the whole world believes differently. That's right. If you believe that, you're ideologically subverted. That's right. If you believe You're the only one that believes something, and the whole world doesn't believe you. You are ideologically subverted. That's right. That's right, folks. And again, we are an apolitical show. We don't talk about people. We don't talk about parties. We don't talk about who I voted for or why I voted for them. You know, we don't talk really about any individual or any party. We stay apolitical on the show. But yes, we do bring up the issues. And that's important to bring up the issues. Because the more you bring up the issues and you talk about them, the more you become realistic. The more you become realistic. The more we talk about issues, the more we become realistic. The more we talk about imagination, we get ideologically subverted. That's right. The more we talk about imagination, the people that walk around 365 days a year like it's Halloween, you know, the people that use their imaginations to say, I want to be something else that I am not. The more we use our imaginations to think babies are inanimate objects. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this world is going to a very sick place. A very sick place. And there are people that don't think they're ill. They don't think they're mentally ill. And they think they're perfectly fine to talk about killing a baby. It's not about the baby. It's about me. Everything is about me. Me, me, me. And the hell with the baby. No, you got to start thinking about the baby. Not you anymore. Once you have a baby in your stomach, it's about the baby. Not about you. That's right. It's about the baby. Once you create a baby, it's about the kid. It's about your kids rather than you. You selfish bastards. That's right. Me, me, me. You hear these people. But I don't want to be a mother. Why'd you have a kid? And then why'd you screw a guy? Oh, because the sex was good. That's not a fucking excuse. Not a fucking excuse. And they always use that as the excuse. The sex was good. All right. Again, it's all about you feeling good, right? It's all about you feeling good and creating that little being and not giving a shit about that little being when it's inside of you. It's not about you anymore. At that point, it's about the kids. It's about the baby. The baby that you have to teach to get through life. Otherwise, it will never get through life. And that will mean that you failed. That's right, you failed. Nobody wants to be known as a failure. Well, then get out there and educate your kid. So you're not known as a failure. And a lot of parents don't realize the good that they do. And they feel like they have failed. But in the end, they will see that they have not. The good parents stand up for their kids. Yeah, they're the ones that fight for their kids. They educate their kids. They want their kids to succeed, just like they have succeeded. And the other day, my dad said, I created you to be better than me. I was like, Dad, that's the strongest thing you've said to me. That's the strongest thing you've said to me. I taught you to be smarter than me. I taught you to be better than me. Dad, that's the best thing you've ever said to me. Thank you, Dad. And he said this after he decided that he was going to get the vaccine. He said this after he decided that he was going to get the vaccine. I taught you to be smarter than me. That's powerful shit, man. It's powerful shit right there. I'll tell you. People are going to make their choices. Am I happy about it? Absolutely not. He knows I'm not happy about it. He wants me to come with him. I said, nope. I'm not going to witness that shit. Sorry. That's your choice. Not mine. I'm not going to be there to watch anything horrible happen to you. I'm not going to tell you what to do either. I'm going to let you make your choice. Because that's what Americans do. That's what people do. They allow people to make choices. Even if it's the wrong choice. I mean, in my thought process, it's the wrong choice. And he's ideologically subverted. But yet he's a Trump supporter. I mean, we've been over this. He knows the news is fake. He knows Fauci is a liar. But yet, he's going to get it. And I said, okay, good luck. Good luck. Good luck. You know, so it is what it is. But I'm not going to judge anybody for their decision. I will give my constructive criticism. But I will never criticize. Oh, I would give my constructive criticism on every topic. Oh, yes. Everybody knows who I am. That's right. And there's a lot of people that will take it as criticism. Most likely, the ideologically subverted few, or should I say many, 50 to 60% of Americans, will have their feelings and emotions be higher than their being. Can't stand it no more, folks. Can't stand it no more, folks. The feelings and emotions thing, wake up and smell the coffee, people. It ain't working. Everybody thinks you're fucking crazy. Okay? Going out there and screaming in the middle of the street because your candidate didn't win or your party didn't win makes you look like a fucking fool. If you think you look great doing that, there's something wrong with you in the mind. Yeah, you really need to go into a white padded room and get medicated if you think yelling in the middle of the street is going to solve any problems. Same thing with summertime 2020. What retribution did BLM and Antifa get in summer of 2020? Nothing. They did nothing. No rules were changed. No laws were changed. They didn't go and talk to any higher-ups. They didn't go and talk to mayors and governors. They got nothing changed. They got no retribution. So why burn down cities and loot businesses and close down businesses and burn cars and hurt cops and kill cops and send cops to the hospital? What did all of that prove? Nothing. Not one thing. Not one thing happened. And we're going to do it all over again this year. All over again this year, folks. And we're just going to keep going. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. It's truly amazing how people with weak minds think they actually have something to stand on. They got no standing. They have nothing to back up what they think and say. They're just like a fly by night. There's no fact to back up what these fucking people say. They just say whatever comes out of their ass. That's it. They just say whatever comes out of their ass. Because they can. Because this is America. But don't think that your speech or your actions don't include consequences. A lot of people shoot their mouth off. And they find out in the end, ooh, that was a very bad thing to do. That's right. Oh, yes, you have the freedom to say whatever you like. But remember, there's consequences to every word, and there's consequences to every action that you commit. And that's something the First Amendment does not say, but it's built in. That's right. People don't realize the consequences of their actions and the consequences of their words. They could shoot their mouth off, but yet the consequences of divorce. Right? You could shoot your mouth off at your wife all day long. Sooner or later, it's going to end up in divorce. She's going to walk out. She's going to say, bye-bye, I don't want to deal with this shit no more. I don't blame her. Well, that's a vice versa, too. I mean, it could happen to the man, too, and the man walks out. That happened to me, by the way. I walked the hell out on an abusive relationship, mental, emotional. I walked out. I walked the hell out. Oh, a lot of shit happened in my life. I choose to educate people about things that went on in my life. And it makes me feel good to educate because I can help other people before they fall into the same type of situation. And the same with all of you who have the same stories or different stories but same topics. Like I do. It's time to start talking and educating. It's time to get away from feeling and emotion. It is time to accept and forgive. And it's time to get out there and educate the masses. And that's what God wants us to do. Show your true face and I will show you mine. Your true face is true education. Your true face is not showing feeling and emotion. Usually when you show feeling and emotion, it's a lot of acting. It's a lot of fake persona. It's not really who you really are when you're showing feeling and emotion. When you're living in your heart is when you're showing true face, true self, living in your heart. Don't live in your mind, because living in your mind is very detrimental to your path. The more you live in your mind, the less you're going to work on your path that God gave you. And the only way you're going to work on that path is if you live in your heart and for your heart, not for your brain. That's right. Remember, your brain is there to make decisions. Your brain is there to funnel in the information. Your brain is there to sift through information. Your brain is there to harbor that information, and if you ever need it, it will come out if you need that information. But let's not live in our minds, because that's living in grief, living in feeling, living in emotion, living in burden, living in issues, living in problems, living in all the negative words that we know of. It's time to start living positively and know you are worthy. God created each of us to have a precious life, to be that worthy individual, to live the path that God gave them. Just know that you're important. And don't let any mind trick get in your way. We may be divided for a very long time. And when it comes down to it, only the American people can save America by showing their true face. And God will show his. Show your true face today. Very important that you do. Don't show no fake persona. Show your true face today. Without feeling, without emotion, show your true face. Because feelings and emotions, they really don't show your true face. Your true face is when you're living in action. When you're living in love, when you're living for God and living the path of God, when you're living in the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, it's important to understand showing your true face is living a life of God, because then God shines his face on you. And that's what I mean by showing your true face, and he will show you his. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to tonight's show. Stick around, all those people in the chat room. We appreciate it. We're going to have a little Q&A in the chat room. Going to see how people enjoyed the show tonight, and so on and so forth. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming in tonight. We're going to play some patriotic music for the Blog Talk Radio people and the people in the chat room. All right. And thank you so much for the callers today. Amy Joe from Idaho and Pitbull Beer Master. Thank you so much. And we look forward to next week's show. And next week's show is going to be a graduated show. That's right, a graduated show. Where it's going to be, I think, an hour long next week, because my brother is coming in. Coming in for a wedding. And, you know, when it comes down to it, time to show your true face. We got to save our country, people. Show your true face. Take care, everybody. And we're going to play some patriotic music out. Stick around, people, over here in our chat room. We're going to have a little Q&A and see how people enjoyed the show. Remember, blogtalkradio.com/braininjuryradio, braininjuryradio.com. We're a 501c3. Get involved. Thank you so much for being here. And we'll see you next time. Take care.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, were for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. So there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say. I'm proud.